high water.
It was a river back here.
Fast-moving flames.
Scary. It's scary.
House conservatives target Deputy Attorney General.
They're alleging that he has conflicts of interest.
Growth slows. Stock plunges.
A very bad day for Facebook.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Indeed.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kaif, and fire and rain are making for devastating news on opposite ends of the map. First in the east, where days of rain have caused flooding. Pennsylvania and Maryland have been hard hit. CBS's DeMarco Morgan is in Hershey.
Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation says 97 roads were closed as of Wednesday afternoon.
I was surprised how quick the creek came up, and I'm just hoping it goes down enough to absorb the next storm that's coming in.
Hershey Park remains closed today due to the weather impact on roads and bridges leading into the park.
As soon as we get one thing cleaned up, it seems like something else goes down.
In Baltimore County, Maryland, a break from the rain means a rush to clean up. Crews cut apart massive trees that came loose from the soaked ground.
It was a river. It was a river back here.
And North Carolina's Outer Banks, they've even started pumping the water out of the roadway and into the ocean in an effort to reduce the flooding.
In the West, it's a case of arson, and an arrest has been made in connection with a fire near the San Bernardino National Forest that forced the evacuation of an entire town. CBS's Jamie Yukis is on the California fire line.
The Cranston fire consumed thousands of acres, destroyed multiple homes, and forced more than 3,000 people to evacuate, all within a matter of hours.
Oh my God, that's getting really close to that house.
About 200 children from nearby summer camps were hastily evacuated.
We've still got a lot of work to do to get it contained.
Lee Byers with the National Forest Service. He says the recent heat wave adds another layer of difficulty for firefighters.
105, 110 degrees down in the valleys, and it makes it really hard to stay hydrated.
The fire was allegedly set by Brandon McGlover, who police arrested and charged with 5 counts of arson. For Byer, who had to evacuate his own home, this news is particularly upsetting.
To know that it was an intentional start is really frustrating.
Well, now to Washington, where 11 House Republicans have introduced articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the point man on the Russia investigation. CBS's Paula Reed says the effort's a long shot, but sends a clear message.
They're alleging that he has conflicts of interest in the ongoing special counsel investigation. They also accuse him of intentionally withholding documents in other ongoing investigations into the Justice Department and how it handled investigations related to the 2016 elections. Now, if Rosenstein was impeached, the Russia investigation would continue, but Special Counsel Mueller, he would be supervised by a different senior Justice Department official. Because several top Republican lawmakers have said they do not support the idea of trying to impeach Rosenstein, including House Oversight Chair Trey Gowdy.
The U.S. and European Union have reached a deal to ease rising trade tensions. Washington will hold off on car tariffs, and efforts will be made to trim other trade barriers. President Trump hailed it as a major development.
Increased trade in services, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, medical products, as well as soybeans. Soybeans is a big deal.
The president of Fox News and the White House Correspondents Association have condemned the administration decision to exclude a CNN reporter from yesterday's event on trade in the Rose Garden. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy says it came after questions about the Michael Cohen tape were asked at the end of a Trump photo op.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the CNN reporter shouted questions and refused to leave.
Did Michael Cohen betray you?
Having been there myself, representing the U.S. radio networks, it seemed to me Caitlin Collins was no less willing to leave the Oval Office than any other member of the press contingent, which on this day included many European journalists. Several of us were shouting questions at the president. He ignored the questions, and the large scrum was slowly and loudly coaxed from the room.
Today's the court-ordered deadline for the Trump administration to reunite older children who were separated from their parents at the southern border. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
There are still over 900 children between the ages of 5 and 18 that are considered ineligible, so they will stay in the government's custody past today's deadline. Now, ineligible means that the person they came with when they crossed over is not their parent, or they might have a criminal history.
There was an explosion today near the heavily fortified U.S. Embassy in Beijing. Social media photos show smoke and Chinese police vehicles. CBS News Beijing Bureau Chief Chris Leibel.
A man set off an explosive device, injuring himself and nobody else. There's also reports that a woman earlier in the day covered herself in gasoline. Police were able to detect contain her and prevent her from setting herself on fire.
A new study indicates that aggressively reducing blood pressure could have benefits beyond cutting the risk of heart attacks and strokes. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
This is very good evidence that prevention by lowering blood pressure to a lower number than we've been doing in the past could really make a difference in terms of preventing mild cognitive impairment and possibly in terms of preventing dementia.
And there's where the clinical trial showed a new drug has been able to slow the progression of dementia. A four-year investigation conducted by USA Today looked into this country's rising maternal death rates. It's now considered the highest in the developed world. 700 women die every year. The paper's Allison Young.
We're not just talking about the women who die. We're talking about 50,000 U.S. women who are suffering life-altering harms. They're having to have hysterectomies. They can't have babies anymore. They end up in the ICU when they should be bonding with their babies. And a significant percentage of those don't need to happen, or the harms could be reduced with better medical care.
Well, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg lost about $17 billion in a matter of hours yesterday. The company's stock plunged after the social network gave the lowdown on what happened over the second quarter of the year. CBS News contributor Nicholas Thompson.
They've had much lower operating margins than they had before. User growth is not so good. And it looks like the new products they're rolling out are not as profitable. And so the market completely freaked out. To put that number in context, the amount Facebook stock declined in market cap is larger than the entire size of McDonald's. I mean, that is a huge drop, and it could end up being the largest drop in history.
A New York City music club may be long gone, but its fans have a long memory, and that caused static for a major retailer.
Target intended it as a tribute to an iconic rock club, but its new store in New York City's East Village only angered fans of the now shuttered CBGBs. Target put up a temporary facade, just like the rock joints, with the letters TRGT on the awning and the word bands underneath. But the only bands inside were Band-Aids and exercise bands. CBGB devotees called it a Disneyfied fake. Target has apologized. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Music legend Paul McCartney gave little notice for a free afternoon concert today at Liverpool's Cavern Club, where the Beatles got their start more than half a century ago. In a tweet, he said the show is free and space is extremely limited in the rebuilt venue. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.